Welcome back to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 AM 1240. And today we are speaking with Lance Corporal Elliot Cunningham from Delaram 2 in Afghanistan. Lance Corporal, thanks for making some time for us today.
No problem.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do there in the Marine Corps.
I am a field radio operator. I just set up communication for FOBs and people out on patrols.
All right, FOBs being forward operating bases. Are people back here know what you're saying?
Yes, that's correct.
That's right. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Olympics there. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a major event. You were very old when that happened, though, right?
No, it was, like 2002?
Yeah, I think so. Somewhere around there.
It was embarrassing. I don't even remember the year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like 12 or something.
Tell us a little bit about, did you join the Marine Corps right out of high school?
I did not. I waited about like 2 years or year and a half, and then I got talked into it about joining with my brother.
Oh, really?
And then here I am, and he is not.
So he ended up not joining the Marine Corps after he talked you into it, huh? I imagine you reminded him of that.
Yes, he, yeah.
He had
a disc in his back slip, so he wasn't able to do it.
Mm-hmm. And he
kind of envies me, though.
Yeah, I mean, what was your decision for the two of you? Was he older, younger?
He is a year younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We had the kind of a unrealistic dream about joining and how it would be, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's good.
What
thing.
We thought it would be.
Yeah, well, you'd still be competitive, I'm sure. In any case, but why the Marine Corps though in particular?
Just because it was the coolest. So that's pretty much it. Just
all right. Well, I think I
had a stepbrother who joined the Army, so we had to kind of show him up.
There you go. That's a good enough reason. We think so. They're in Delaram 2 as a field radio operator. Tell us a little bit more about that job. What's your day-to-day like?
Day-to-day here on Delaram, it's not too exciting. Mostly we just nag of all the other forward operating bases and patrols about keeping their communications up with us and give radio checks,
right,
which are extremely vital to the COC.
Yeah, you know, you say that about nagging them. I mean, that's the communications is such a vital tool. I mean, you can't get information back and forth from important areas without it.
Yes, that's true. Mostly, though, here on Delaram, the traffic gets passed through computers and data.
Mm-hmm.
But if all that fails, then we're kind of like their backup with radios.
Right.
Or sometimes if they're a smaller FOB, then they only have radios to communicate with, so that's how we stay in contact with them.
Are you also cross-training on some of these other communication methods as well?
Yes, we've done a little bit with data and MUX gear.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Is that MUX gear?
MUX gear, they're kind of more like satellite communications.
Mm-hmm. And again, is that something that's deployed out into units?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. What do you find most rewarding about your job, about what you're doing now, since you've been in the Marine Corps?
Just most of the experiences. It's life changing. It makes you grow up faster. Mm-hmm. Makes you more responsible.
Right. What do you like to do? Are you seeing this as something that you want to do for a long time? If you've looked down the road that far, or what do you think?
No, I've enjoyed it, but I'm probably going to be getting out. I want to possibly work for NSA, maybe doing something with computer security.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully some of this training is going to be helpful for that.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
trying that and doing some college out here with free time.
Right. So you're able to take some courses online while you're there. What are you taking now?
Right now, I'm just doing the basics that you have to take just to do online courses in general.
Right.
So it's kind of just a startup class.
Right. So sort of the general studies thing right now to get you going. So is this something that once your deployment ends, you hope to maybe get a little bit more active in?
Yeah, I'm going to try and pursue it probably with a college at home, probably not something online. I figure it's easier that way.
Right. Do you have some family back in Utah or family back in the States?
Yes, I have family back in Utah, none in North Carolina, but that's okay.
All right. Are you able to stay in touch with them pretty well?
Yes, I talk to them through email. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some bases you can Skype and you can do some other ways, too. But we've heard that from Delaram, too, that sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. It depends a lot on
Yeah, we've they actually just barely tore down all the Wi-Fi thing, so we don't have that luxury anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, as you are, operating there in this base at Delaram, too, and then come back to Lejeune, what do you like to do on your downtime?
On my downtime, I like to play sports or just go to the beach. I like to see a lot of superhero movies. It's kind of an addiction.
Oh, yeah? You got some new ones coming out. Any thoughts about some of the new ones?
Yeah, I've heard about them, and I'm pretty upset that I get to miss out on them. Sucks.
Well, you'll get to see them soon enough, I'm sure. You get Amazing Spider. Amazing Spider-Man out, I think, this weekend. Dark Knight Rises comes out. So you like all those?
I do. I'm really I was looking forward to seeing The Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. That's the one I really wanted to see. So
do you put that among your favorites? So, do you have some others, other favorites out there?
I really like Iron Man, so I'm happy they're making a third one. And The Avengers, I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, Iron Man 3 is filming just up the road in Kernersville, nearby Camp Lejeune, by the way. They've got some shooting they're doing there and then down in Wilmington, too. So putting that one together right in North Carolina.
Oh, really? Hopefully I can get back in time and kind of sneak onto that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, as you are thinking about your future there, too, and talking about maybe what's attracted you about maybe NAS or some of that line?
Mostly just because they built a new center kind of near my hometown, and I just, the whole computer thing kind of interests me. I really enjoy working with computers, so thought it'd work really well.
And from Salt Lake City, originally, I didn't think about that as a technology center. Are there a lot of technology-type businesses there, too?
There's a few. There's, like, Lockheed's there.
Mm-hmm.
And Northrop Grumman or something like that.
Northrop Grumman.
Is also there. And they're both defense companies.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, that's often a frequent route for our Marines when they're out of the service. So let's. I just want to ask you one other, just maybe a little fun question there too. Is that you mentioned about sports? You have some favorite teams you follow?
Sports. I do like the Phoenix Suns, but now that they're getting rid of Steve Nash, don't really care for him too much because I really liked him.
Yeah.
But I guess I obviously have to go for my hometown state too. But they're not too good for sports, for basketball.
Right. Well, how about as far as the food there at Delaram? Is it you able to put up with the food there for a while?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Mostly just we get chow hall food twice a day, I guess. I haven't been to it at all, just been sticking with the MREs.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Again, we are talking with our Lance Corporal Elliot Cunningham from Delaram 2 today, talking about what's going on. there at the base and also about his life so far in the Marine Corps. Now, how long have you been in?
Gone on 2 years now.
Right. Do you ever talk to any of your high school buddies? I know this was a thing originally between you and your brother, but I just wonder if other people thought about you being in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, I still talk to almost all of them. I have one friend that's in Europe right now, so
mm-hmm.
been emailing him.
And
other than that, usually just see him when I go home. That's about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that you get back very soon and you get back to Camp Lejeune, but then also back home eventually and pursue those studies well. And Lance Corporal Elliot Cunningham, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.